The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
James is on the phone today for a first date follow up. And James, I don't know how he did this.
What'd he do?
But he went out on a date with a day of the week.
What?
I didn't know that was possible. Cool.
What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you in just a second. But James, before we get into who you went out with and what happened on your date and the reasons you think you're getting ghosted, first, we need to ask you, how long has it been since your date, James?
It's been about 2 weeks since the date, and 1 week since I've heard from her.
Oh, so she responded at first?
Yeah, it was just, we were texting and stuff, and then, I mean, it's been about a week since I've heard from her, you know, but yeah, we were still texting a little bit, you know.
How many times did you reach out to her after she started ghosting you?
I would say a handful of times until I just kind of was like, you're clearly not responding. Like, I don't want to be like desperate, you know.
James, how many is a handful? Is that like a handful of three or a handful of 20?
Probably like 5 to 7 times. You know, I texted her the day after, like, you know, to say it was a great time and, you know, whatnot. And then just like low key, just like regular conversation stuff that I would try to start. And, you know, after a while, I was like, I'm not getting any responses back. So I just kind of slowed down.
All right. Well, what did you do on your date with? We haven't even got to the name yet.
You didn't ask. Her name's Wednesday.
Wednesday. That's why I said he went out with a day of the week.
Okay. It makes sense now.
Tell us about your date with Wednesday.
Yeah, no, the date was fine. I mean, we ended up meeting on Bumble. So I figured that, you know, this girl seems a little bit more legit than if I was to meet her on like Tinder or something. Wednesday and I went out to a restaurant on a Friday, and we just, you know, we shared like a little flatbread pizza, and, you know, I wish I could tell you guys that something, you know, interesting or crazy happened, but honestly, it was, to me, I thought it was a great date, a great first date anyways, and conversation was good, and, you know, she dug my humor. I had her laugh, and she had me laughing, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it was just an average date that I thought had good potential.
There was nothing like during the date that happened that makes you think that she's not calling you back because of that?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of, which probably sounds maybe a little weird, is like I was pounding water. So I was going to the bathroom probably more than like I normally would have.
I know that problem. Know? When I was dating, I was used to worry that people thought I was doing drugs.
Are you worried that she thinks that you're doing drugs, or like, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I had to keep, like, excusing myself to go to the bathroom, and I don't know what she might have been thinking I was doing. I don't think she thought I was doing drugs, so I didn't come back, you know, in a different state, but maybe she thought I was texting or on the phone or who knows.
Like you have a girlfriend or something?
Yeah, okay. Who knows, something like that.
All right, so you think it was maybe your weak bladder in the moment that might have screwed you over?
Weak shoush.
Yeah, I mean, thinking back, that's the only thing I think that maybe I caused her to, you know, like a red flag or something.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did the date end?
Good. It just, you know, it ended. We finished eating. We hugged goodbye.
Okay. So after dinner, you guys didn't do anything?
No, no hookups, no nothing like that. We went
away. You guys didn't kiss?
No, just it was a good hug.
Did you go in for the hug, nice. Or did she go in for the hug?
I feel like it was kind of a mutual moment.
You didn't combine your need to go to the bathroom and the hug at the same time, did you?
No, it was a normal hug.
Because then I would know why she's ghosting you.
Yeah, that might get you banned from the next date.
or maybe arrested.
Or you could find out.
You can't do that on somebody.
Or you could find out that she really dug it. You know, it could go, I guess Doubtful. it could go either way. So, I mean, if you want to try it, I guess. But you didn't do that. So we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and hopefully figure out why she's not getting back to you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, James is on the phone, and James went out with Wednesday, a woman named Wednesday, and he's not getting a call back now, and he doesn't know what happened. They met on Bumble. They went out to eat dinner. He said everything was great. The only reason that he thinks he's not getting a call back is because he peed a bunch, which will happen on a date, but he thinks maybe she thought that he might be texting or have a girlfriend or something that he was checking in with, and that's why he had to run to the bathroom so much. Ended the date with a hug, and it's been a little over a week, and he's heard nothing from her. We're about to call and see if we can figure out why. I'm going to call her right now, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Wednesday, please?
I'm sorry?
May I speak to Wednesday?
Wait, who is this?
Hey, Wednesday. This is Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Alex from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Evan from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Did you call me Wednesday?
Yes, I did.
Well, like, what do you mean by that?
I mean, your name is Wednesday. So.
Right?
Asking not there to speak with you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what confuses me. Why are you calling me that?
Well, because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show. We do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go on a date with someone and then they end up ghosting you, you can email us to get them on the phone and find out what happened. And James emailed us about you Wednesday because James liked you a lot.
Oh, shit.
Is that not good?
Yeah, so... No, I think I know what you're calling about, but...
We're calling because James went on a date with you. He said he liked it a lot, said he thought you liked it a lot, but since that date, you have ghosted him and haven't talked to him, and he's wondering why. Would you mind telling us?
Well, So we went out, and we met through Bumble, and we had a good time. I just... I didn't call him back. I didn't want to move forward, but we had a good time, you know.
Okay. Why didn't you want to call him back?
Well, you know, these apps and stuff, I don't really take them that seriously. I kind of just use them for my own my own good times, and you know.
So you're just like looking for like a good time, not a long time.
So the deal was, I lied to him about my name. My name isn't Wednesday, and I felt awkward about that. I didn't want to, you know. I was just going for like a one night good time thing. And, I gave him a fake name and, you know, I didn't want to like have to deal with that or deal with him anymore after that. And so, so I didn't call him back, you know?
Okay. So what's your real name?
April.
All right. So you lied about your name being Wednesday. It's actually April.
Hmm.
And you didn't want to tell him that you lied to him and that's why you didn't call him back.
Listen, James was great. We had a good time. No problems. I just, you know, these dating apps, you can't take them seriously. So I was going for, you know, a bada bing, bada bing, and then that was going to be cool.
Bada bing, okay. Bada bing,
bada boom.
Yeah. You guys didn't bada bing on the date. So you said so you just weren't interested in it that way?
Well, you know, we had a nice time, great dinner, good conversation, you know, didn't have to, you know, eat alone with my cat that night. So it was great, you know.
Okay.
We didn't, yeah.
All right. Well, I do have to be honest with you, Wednesday or April or whatever your name is. James is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Really? James, you there?
What the f*** is happening right now? Who are you?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
To me?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Who the hell are you? Tony Soprano?
What are you talking about, James?
Dude, she didn't have this accent.
What?
No, she did not have this bada bing, bada boom weirdo accent.
So what's the problem?
It's so weird.
What's the problem if I had the accent, if I don't have the accent? What's the problem? It's still me.
Hold on. So just so I'm understanding this, you lied about your name, and then you didn't even have an accent on our date.
So what? So what's the problem? No,
what
I mean,
do you mean
why?
What's the problem?
Well, listen, when we went on a date, I didn't have the accent. Today, I do. What's the big deal? Doesn't matter. It's all made up anyway.
Wait, she didn't have an accent at all?
No.
Not
this
then?
This isn't the same girl at all.
It's the same girl? What are you talking about? I had an accent that night on a date. I don't have one today. What's the big deal? I don't see the problem.
Normally, people don't change accents like clothes, right? Like you
kind of trying to be normal now? Who's normal? What's normal? Am I trying to be normal?
I guess if you want to speak in a New York accent today, go for it. I don't care.
This is so bizarre. This is nuts. Or as Wednesday might say, this is a cuckoo bananas crazy.
Wednesday, you got anything to say to him?
Yeah, well, you know, strange things have happened. You know, what's the big deal? I'm sorry. I get it, James. It's not your bag. No problem. It was nice to know you. Had a great time. You know, if you're interested in, you know, seeing Wednesday again, then hit me up. If not, you know, listen, best of luck to you. Best of luck to you all. Good luck, everyone.
All right, I don't really know what's going on right now. I'm trying to figure it out.
Dude, me too. I have no idea.
So, but did you just say Wednesday? Are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Did you just say you would want to see him again, though?
Listen, James is a great guy. I got no problems. I'm just saying, you know, you can't count on how I'm going to show up. You know, I got a lot of moods. You know, I got a lot of moods. And
you got a lot of it's called a personality disorder. What is it? Multi-personality disorder? It's a disorder.
Well,
it's a mental illness.
Excuse me, I don't agree. And that's your attitude. Frankly, you can forget about it.
Hey, April, I don't think Wednesday would agree.
Oh,
April.
Oh, wait, I just figured. Okay, April's from New York.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. The Big Apple. April's from New York City.
Where's Wednesday from?
Well, Wednesday's from Kansas, of course. That's where Wednesday's from.
That's her. That's the one. That's the Wednesday that I
was.
Okay.
Oh.
So
none of you guys are laughing. I thought it was hysterical. I know.
No, I think it is. I'm just like tripping out. Well, who am I speaking with right now? April or Wednesday?
Well, I think right now we're talking to Wednesday. Listen, James, I had a great time, and if you feel like doing it again, you know, hit me up. You have my number.
Ooh.
Don't take Jubal's job.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
I'm so confused.
Wednesday, would you like to go on a second date with James? We will pay for it. We'll also make sure April doesn't show up.
I'm in 100%.
What about you, James? Would you like to go on a second date with April or?
I mean, honestly, I would be interested in a
meow.
Second date.
Meow, 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 meow.
This was a mistake. I'm scared.
Yeah.
So that's a no.
Yeah, is that a no then, I guess? Well, sorry, James, you didn't get another date. And
I'm kind of glad
he did get another date. Sorry, April, you didn't get another date.
Oh, Wednesday could have.
Yeah, Wednesday. April.
Whatever.
Are you still there?
Meow.
Run.
All right.
Please hang up.
Yeah.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.